Why don't we get started? My name is Dave Keene. I'm chairman of the American Conservative Union, and I'll be moderating and participating in today's panel, which in your program is titled, Did Character Count in the Year 2000 Elections? One of our panelists, Karl Rove, is not with us for obvious reasons. In fact, I suggested before I came up here that if he was with us, we were all in real trouble. Because he's supposed to be out making sure that character did count in this last week's election. We're going to begin with John Howard. John, you know, you really don't need to introduce John Howard to anybody in this group, I don't think. Not only has he been around forever, but he's done so much. But as I was getting ready to come up here, John said, just mention one thing, will you? And that is that today being Veterans Day, that John is a veteran of the 1st Infantry Division and was in the Second World War, and that means that at least there's some character here at the head table. I was talking to Lynn Nofziger, who some of you may know, about the D-Day invasion, which he was a part of, and he said he still can't imagine what came into his head as they were sitting around and saying who was going to get to land in the first wave and who wasn't. And he said, I sat there with my fingers crossed, hoping I would. He said, I've matured since then and wouldn't have done it again. There is a World War II trivia question that you can use to stump your friends, and that is that on the 50th anniversary, or the 40th anniversary of the D-Day invasion, there were 5 members of Congress who had participated in that invasion, and they were all invited to the ceremonies. One of them didn't make it. And the question is, who was that? And the answer was that it was Strom Thurmond because he was attending his daughter's high school graduation. With that, let me turn the platform over to John Howard. John?